And good morning, 702 and 95.7 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. It's the WSJM Sports Road Trip, and this morning we make a special stop at Howard Ice Arena in St. Joe as we salute the LSJ Warriors on another fantastic season, making a run in the state playoffs once again. The road trip is brought to you by Zick Specialty Meats. Visit their shop in Berrien Springs or order online at zicksmeats.com. United Way of Southwest Michigan inviting you to get in on the game. Team up with United Way to strengthen our community. Learn more at uwsm.org. By Waterville League Public Schools, working together to keep us together, and Realtor Ryan Art, superior service and expert results. Call the best when you're looking to buy or sell your home. Call Ryan Art, Southwest Michigan's 2016 Realtor of the Year, 470-6666, or you can visit him at ryanart.com. Again, we are at Howard Ice Arena. Pretty nice combinations, too. We want to thank Andrew with the City of St. Joe for coming in and opening things up for us, because they're usually not used to people coming in until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we really appreciate that. And we're joined by several members of the LSJ Warriors. We'll have them introduce themselves. We'll start off to the far right. You guys just want to introduce yourselves. And one thing that's unique about the Warriors, if you're not familiar with them already, is it's not just a team with one high school. Several high schools are represented from around southwestern Michigan. So let us know who you are and what school you go to.
Hi, I'm Jacob Schnellecker, and I go to Lakeshore High School.
CJ Bryant, also Lakeshore High School.
Nick Wilford, also Lakeshore High School.
Patrick Sohn, I go to St. Joseph High School.
Zane Damaski, I also go to St. Joseph High School.
Marcus Charchin, Lakeshore High School.
I thought I was going to have all Lakeshore on one side and all St. Joe on the other, but yeah, Marcus is mixing things up a little bit. Hey, well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for getting up early and coming in. I know you're probably still maybe just now getting up and getting ready for school, but we appreciate you coming in. We thought it'd be a fun opportunity just to salute you guys in another great season. If I'm not mistaken, 30-18-2 was the record this year. That's pretty outstanding. Yeah, congratulations. We're here at Howard Ice Arena. We were talking with your assistant coach, Doug Patrick, a little while ago, and the uniqueness of playing here at Howard Ice Arena. You play at different venues, whether it be in Ohio or in Kalamazoo or down in South Bend. This is kind of cool, though. Are there any other venues you have a chance to play outside, or is this it?
No, this is about it. This is the only outdoor rink.
Do you like the fact that you get to play outside?
Yeah, I think it gives us an advantage too, because when other teams come here, they're not really used to like playing in this weather. And I've talked to guys from other teams, and they say, "Man, it's just too cold to be like focused," you know.
Well, Coach Patrick was telling me, was it last year or a couple years ago, the game that you played Mattawan with?
2 years.
2 years ago, and he said it was just so bitterly cold. Do any of you guys playing that game? Do you remember it? It was a Mattawan game, and it was, I mean, you guys, everyone was anxious to get the heck out of here. You guys remember that?
We weren't on the team at the time, yeah. But Marcus was.
Yeah, Shark was the only one who played in that one.
So do you notice that when you're out there on the ice skating, you know, back and forth? Do you notice it being as cold as it would be on a day like that?
Sometimes it just depends on, like, if you play a lot, then, like, your body temperature is really high and you can't really feel the wind as much as when you're sitting on the bench. Because when you're sitting on the bench, like, when you drink water, those water starts to freeze on your mask and on your face, and your gloves get really cold and wet, and it's just, you can tell when you're sitting, but when you're playing, not too much.
That's pretty crazy. That's pretty cool. Well, now, you guys play a unique schedule because you play a couple of teams from the Kalamazoo area, but then the majority of the schedule is teams down in South Bend. You've played a few from Ohio, right? Do you guys see one school or one team as your big rival? I mean, you guys here representing, and we'll hear from Lake Michigan Catholic and, you know, Lakeshore and St. Joe, you have the rivalries. For the LSJ Warriors, do you guys see one team as kind of your top rival?
I mean, last year, our biggest rival was probably Penn High School from South Bend. But this year, we had a new rival, probably. That would be St. Joseph Catholic from South Bend. Just because, like, we won three games against them, and we lost three games against them. And we also played them in the city championship, so.
And you beat him in the city championship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We've got to make sure we get that out there. Beat the rival. For you, all of you guys, would it be South Bend, St. Joseph, or would it be another one that you see as your big rival?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with South Bend, St. Joe. They always give us good competition, so it's fun playing against them.
Yeah, that was the best team in our league by far this year, tied with us.
Okay.
Second best team.
Second best. Coach is listening, by the way, so we got to make sure we reiterate the second best team in the conference. I know a number of you guys won all conference honors, and Will is here as well. Will McCoy from Lake Michigan Catholic. Have you explain a little bit about an award you won, the Dana Fish Attitude Award? So what's that award about?
Yeah, so I guess that's an award that they give out every year in the league, and it's from a family who had a family member pass away in a tragic accident, and so they give it out to a player who they think is deserving with a mental attitude and a display of sportsmanship, and I was lucky enough to get it this year.
Outstanding. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, all-conference. Who got all-conference honors here at the other table?
CJ and I.
Okay. All right. And now, winning the City League Championship, what's that mean to you guys?
That's like one big event that we try to prepare for all year and try to get to the finals every year. We're thinking about that event at the beginning of our season and preparing for it.
So it's you almost kind of liken it to winning. It's a conference championship for the most part, isn't it?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you guys represent several different schools, because we've got St. Joe, Lakeshore, Lake Michigan Catholic here this morning, you've got guys from, you know, if you're going to remember off the top of your head, how many other schools? A couple of other schools?
Yeah, Berrien.
Yeah.
And DeWajack.
Okay, yeah. All right. How long before you guys, I mean, get to really know each other where you feel as though you're on the same team, but you're from different schools? That maybe you almost represent the same school. How long before you guys really get to gel and know each other on a team like this?
Well, I played with most of these guys since I was really young, so I know most of them. But, the best thing about our team is probably that we have really good chemistry and we all get along with each other, so, yeah.
Zane, for you, does it take a while to get used to? I mean, you're probably playing with guys on a team that you probably played at the sub-level, you know, sub-varsity level, but getting to know each other and being a team?
I would agree with Patty because a lot of us played together when we were younger in peewees and bantams, and even though I was a new player on the team this year, I felt very welcome with the seniors, and the captains did a very good job of making us part of the team and not excluding us.
All right. Let's go down the line and ask you guys when you first started playing hockey, if you can remember, and you know, what kind of got you into the sport. You know, some people, you know, gravitate toward, you know, basketball, or some gravitate toward baseball, or, you know, hockey or football, and, you know, sometimes, you know, several sports. But I guess, Jake, we'll start with you. When did you first start playing hockey? What got you into the sport?
I think I was about 4 or 5, and my dad was a really big Detroit Red Wings fan, so I think every Sunday he'd come down here and teach me how to skate, and then got me into the Mini Mites program here, and I've just been playing at the Howard ever since then.
So has your dad been kind of frustrated the last couple of years? You said he's a big Red Wings fan?
Yeah, they're on a rebuilding stage.
Yes,
they'll
get
back off.
There are a lot of frustrated hockey fans around here, whether you like Detroit or Chicago. It's not been a fun year at all. CJ, for you, when did you start and what got you into it?
I started playing when I was about 4 years old, and I started playing because my brother played, and I just always was at the rink, like, watching him play. I decided to try it one day, and started skating and loved it ever since.
Nice. Nick, for you?
My dad had me in skates as soon as I could stand, basically. He actually comes down from Canada. He moved down here and just became a citizen a little bit ago. So
Wow. He
always had me in skates and always wanted me to play hockey and grow up how he did. So
for him, hockey was kind of a religion.
Yeah.
Up in Canada.
Yeah, that's his lifestyle out there.
I can imagine. Now, does he have the Canadian accent?
Yeah, he's got it pretty thick.
All right, but you don't have it.
No.
You don't pick it up from your dad. Will, for you, when did you first start playing?
I'm pretty sure around 5 or 6 years old. And the way my parents tell it is that I came home with a flyer from school for the hockey league, and then I wanted to try it, and then I loved it ever since. So,
somebody was telling me, was it your dad that tried to convince you to play soccer?
Yeah, you know, I used to play when I was young, but I never really liked it as much, and it interfered, so I cut it off.
Being on skates is a lot better, right?
Yeah, a lot better.
Patty, for you?
About when I was six, I decided I wanted to play because my brother played and my dad convinced me to try it out too.
Okay. All right. And Zane?
I started playing when I was four because my mom would always take us down to the Howard on Friday nights and watch the varsity play. And I always looked up to them and wanted to eventually become part of them. So she started me in mini mites, and ever since then, my love for the game took off.
You got hooked.
Yeah.
I mean, the few times I've come to see you guys play, it's easy to get hooked.
It is very easy to get hooked. It's a really high energy game.
It is. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch. Marcus, for you, when did you first start? What got you into it?
I was about 6 years old also. My family and I were just driving past the rink, and we stopped for an open skate, and it just clicked, and I went to mini mites and then moved up from there. So.
All right. All right, we'll take a break. More coming up from Howard Ice Arena in St. Joe as we continue our salute of the LSJ Warriors. Real quick check on scores in the quarters from men's basketball last night. Notre Dame defeated Virginia Tech 71-65 in the second round of the ACC tournament. The Irish take on Duke tonight in third round play at 7 o'clock. In the NBA, the Pistons lose to Toronto in overtime 121-119. The Bulls beat Memphis 119-110. The Pacers fell to Utah 104-84. In boys high school basketball, district semifinals last night, Benton Harbor down Coloma 77-49. Michigan Lutheran was a 63-25 winner over Covert. Lake Michigan Catholic down Dream Academy 55-52. South Haven beat Buchanan. Eau Claire fell to Cassopolis. Brandywine was a winner over Hartford. More coming up from Howard Ice Arena, the WSJM Sports Road Trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. In the news, Benton Harbor Area School Superintendent Dr. Shelley Walker rated as ineffective by the Board of Education. Her yearly performance evaluation was read off last night, graded in a variety of categories on a 1 to 4 scale, most coming down as 1s or 2s. Trustee Joseph Taylor telling us there is now work to do.
So the plan is just to evaluate the evaluation, evaluate what needs to be done to help the superintendent and develop her in that process of being a better superintendent.
Her overall score, 36%. Last year, she had 75. However, Taylor said trustees originally were going to rate her in the 60s, but due to mediation, that score changed. This time around, he told us what the issue with Walker is.
Oh my gosh, I think one of the biggest is communication, probably three. Yeah. Communication, finances, and our attendance for our students.
Walker remains on paid administrative leave due to an investigation, and Taylor could only say that is ongoing. State Attorney General's office okay to say tip line getting a record number of tips in February.
That's following the high school massacre in Florida that killed 17 people. In all, 670 tips came in last month, with about 100 about school attacks. Okay to say let students anonymously report potentially dangerous situations in the schools, says Attorney General spokesperson Andrea Bitely.
It means that they don't have to worry about being labeled as a snitch or a tattletale or anything like that. And they can make sure that they help keep their classmates safe and themselves safe.
The previous record month for Okay to Say was October of last year with 560 tips. Tips can be sent by texting a message to OK2Say. Since it launched, the state has received nearly 12,000 tips. Andrew Green reporting.
Michigan State Police trooper whose patrol vehicle was rear-ended yesterday on I-94 is out of the hospital and back at work. State police tell us trooper Russell Box is a 20-year veteran. Crash happened around 7 yesterday morning near mile marker 31. After hitting the patrol car, the semi jackknifed and hit it again. Trooper Box was taken to Lakeland Hospital in St. Joseph for minor injuries. The driver of the semi, 23-year-old Jordan Howell of Canton, Ohio, was given a ticket for reckless driving. Well, the recent flooding in Berrien County may have many homeowners finally thinking about emergency preparedness. The health department's Jillian Conrad tells us there's a website you can check out to start getting prepared for a disaster. It's doonething.com.
Each month, in fact, they have a different tip that you can take and act upon. And over the course of a year, you take these steps to becoming more prepared.
Conrad tells us many people learned too late. They weren't well prepared for a disaster when they found themselves having to be evacuated due to the floods. I'm Michael Arney, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports and WSJMSports.com.
As a first-time homebuyer, navigating the path to home ownership can be stressful and often overwhelming. Choosing the wrong realtor could mean losing the home of your dreams. Choose the right realtor, Ryan Art of Keller Williams Realty, with 18 years of experience to assist you in making the best decisions when it comes to the purchase or sale of your home. Ryan Art earned the honor of being named the 2016 Realtor of the Year for Southwest Michigan. Contact Ryan and see how he can help you find the home of your dreams today at ryanart.com.
I love to play it safe, especially when it comes to my facility and my guys. Everyone's got their PPE. Safe boots, safe goggles, safe gloves, safe everything. If I could make the vending machine safer around here, I would. Believe me, I've tried. That's why I love Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They help keep my facility safe and my people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at Howard Ice Arena in St. Joe this morning as we salute the LSJ Warriors and another great season, 30-18-2. And I was talking with Coach Patrick a little while ago before we got going. When you look at that, I mean, 30-18-2, that's an awful long season. If you take a look at how many games you guys played, does it seem like you played that many?
Looking back now, it seems like it goes by pretty fast, but, you know, during the season, it does really last a long time, and you can see it on the record. We play like 50-something games.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
After a while, does it take its toll? Because there are some times you guys play a couple games in a day.
Yeah.
Does it take its toll after a while?
Yeah, some weekends we'd play four games a weekend, once Friday, twice Saturday, and then Sunday, and you'd be feeling it by Sunday. Your legs are starting to get tired.
Yeah. I wanted to go through some of the stats. Now, your the leading scorer on the team was CJ, right?
Kind of. Yeah.
33 goals in the season, 19 assists. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Did those numbers surprise you at all? When you look at it and you saw how many goals you had, it's like, wow, I didn't quite expect that. Or was that kind of what you thought you could do?
I mean, kind of surprised me because last year I didn't have that many, so I was surprised to see I got a lot more this year.
Oh, I also want to throw it out there as far as penalties goal. Was it I.C. Cole led you guys in penalties?
Yeah.
Killboy had 24 penalties. Now you guys are smiling. Does that now you're laughing a little bit. Does that surprise you at all?
Yeah, it's just funny because if you saw Cole, you know, you wouldn't think he'd be the guy to get all those penalties. You know, he's got on the ice, he wears a red helmet and big goggles. So it's kind of funny. He can just be a hothead at times, and you know, he gets penalties, but it's something he'll need to work on.
How hard is it for you to keep your cool on the ice? I mean, hockey is a contact. I mean, if you take football away, hockey is a contact sport.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, for you guys, you know, each one of you, like, you know, Jake for you. I'm just going to go down the line. I'm not going to single Jake out or anything. Is it tough to keep your cool when you're out there?
Yeah, most times it is pretty tough. Like, if somebody's punching you in the back of the head, you just got to skate away sometimes, turn the other shoulder, because you're just going to cost your team if you fight back, which I did sometimes during the season. But I'm trying to learn about.
I kind of got that impression when I mentioned you first and everyone started laughing. It's like, oh, this ought to be good. So you try to skate away, but sometimes you just can't, right?
Right.
You just got to push back or hit back. CJ, for you, is it tough to kind of keep your cool on the ice sometimes?
Yeah, it's tough to, like, I don't know. I haven't really been in many situations where kids have been punching me and stuff, but there's been times where I could have just started swinging on kids, and I knew like Will and Nico were gonna be there in a couple seconds. But
they got your back.
Yeah, I've never been in a fight like that. So
now Nick's not out there getting a lot of contact in goal, but I gotta imagine you still have your fair share of contact when the plays are on the net, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, you get a lot of shots, and you know some of them go in, but I'm not really one of those high stress people out on the ice. I kind of just like roll with the punches. I don't really get stressed out too much by goals. I get more frustrated in practices and stuff like that.
So during a game, you're pretty chill then?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No problems out there.
No problem.
During the game.
Will, for you, is it hard to kind of keep your cool a little bit?
Yeah, definitely sometimes. But as a captain this year especially, I, you know, had to walk away from a lot of situations. But there's definitely been instances where, you know, I've retaliated or somebody else has retaliated, and it kind of turns into something. But this year, I was pretty good.
The thing that's wrong with that, and you see in a lot of other sports, is when you retaliate, that's what the referee sees.
Yeah.
They don't see the initial contact, but yeah, they see the retaliation.
Yeah, that's true in hockey, like most sports. But the different thing about hockey is if someone retaliates and the ref just sees two guys there, he'll just send you both to the box immediately.
Okay.
They don't really care. They'll just say, go.
Pat, for you?
Yeah, it's hard to not get frustrated with, like, not only getting hit and punched, but the refs and also, like, the parents, like, screaming at you or other players, like, screaming at you. Not screaming, but, like, chirping you, trying to get in your head, you know? Yeah, so I try to keep my cool, but there's a lot of frustration out there sometimes.
I bet there is. Zane?
Like I said earlier, hockey is a really high-energy game, so when all that energy is being forced into one situation, it's really hard to not want to just haul off and punch somebody. But it takes a very mature person to, like, step back and not actually take the action, because if you take a second and step back, it could save your team the game, literally. You could not get that penalty, and you guys could end up winning it because you didn't get that penalty.
All right, and DeMarcus?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to keep you cool because your adrenaline's so high and you have all these emotions that fly around in your head when you're playing. And that's why, like, you try to block the other players out from getting inside your head, but sometimes it just breaks you down and then you just release it. So, yeah.
I mentioned when I saw the stats that Cole led you guys in penalties, but before the season ever started, and you guys know each other pretty well, who would your guess it be? Go down the line. Who do you guessed would have led you guys in penalty minutes?
Myself.
All right, that's Jake, by the way. Would have been himself. CJ?
Jake Schindeldecker.
All right, we got two for Jake.
Jake or Shark.
All right, yeah. 2.5 for Jake.
Yeah, Jake or Shark.
Okay.
Yeah, Jake or Marcus, probably.
Jake.
Nico.
You want to take your vote back? Would it have been
no? So
it would have been Jake.
It still would have been me.
Would have been Jake. All right, we'll take a break. I know Pat's got to go and take a test. And one other thing I haven't mentioned yet, and you know, with Pat wanting to get back and take a test, a lot of you guys also won academic All-State honors with the Indiana State academic All-State honors. So congratulations to you guys on that too.
Thank you.
All right, you got what test to go to?
Chemistry.
All right. Yeah. He asked me. He goes, I need to leave early. Is that okay? Because I have a test. When he said he had a test, I thought he was going to ask if we could make the show go longer. you walk in late. I'm sorry. I had a radio show. Can I make up the test? But no, congratulations in the academic All-State. Pat's got to go, but the other guys will stay with us. And assistant coach Doug Patrick is going to join us as well. But, Patrick, thanks a lot for coming in, and good luck with the test.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, I'll ask these guys later on, do you play any other sports?
No, hockey, it takes up too much time for me, so hockey's it.
Is it kind of a year-round sport for you?
Kind of. In the summer, we don't have a lot of practices or games or anything, but we usually have like one practice on Sundays, and then the season starts around like early September and goes till March, so I mean, it's pretty long.
It's long enough.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Good luck.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Howard Ice Arena as we salute the LSJ Warriors on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Thank you, Southwest Michigan, for supporting United Way of Southwest Michigan's Win a Car Challenge with Tyler Honda. Here's United Way's Anna Murphy.
I want to thank Tyler Automotive for stepping up and stepping in big. You know, it's our 75th anniversary. We wanted a really good way to kind of celebrate that, bring about a new buzz to United Way. And Chris and Tyler Automotive have really, really, really helped us do that.
And Chris and his staff were sure excited to help.
This is a big deal, and I hope that this created some awareness for United Way, and hopefully United Way's campaign was bigger and better this year, and we'll keep doing it. I mean, this won't be the last year we do it. We'll definitely do it next year and hopefully for years to come.
And on February 15th, Dwayne Berger from St. Joe turned his lucky contest entry key to hear this. So, Dwayne, now that you have a new 2-year lease on a brand new car, why did you donate to your United Way campaign at Conexus?
United Way finds the problem, analyzes the problem, and solves the problem. It's a great place to be donating to.
Thanks, Southwest Michigan, for helping us live united.
You've been thinking about it for a while.
When I came into foster care, I had no time to think, and I was scared.
You want to learn more, but you don't know where to start.
You may wonder if you'll have the time to be a foster parent, or if you'll be good enough.
I wondered if I was even lovable at all. But my foster family showed me I was.
Your questions and concerns are normal. Answering the call to care for kids in need is deeply rewarding.
My foster family helped me feel loved, healed, and wanted. They have changed my life.
Learn what it takes to be a foster parent.
To learn more, go to the Bering Foster Parents Facebook page to see all orientation dates.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
727 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at Howard Ice Arena this morning as we talk LSJ Warriors hockey. Real quick check on scores in the quarters before we get back to the guys. Men's college basketball last night. Notre Dame defeated Virginia Tech 71-65. The Irish advanced to take on Duke tonight, 7 o'clock, as the ACC tournament continues. In the NBA, the Bulls beat Memphis 119-110. The Pistons lost to Toronto 121-119 in overtime. The Pacers fell to Utah 104-84. In boys district basketball action from last night, the semifinals, Benton Harbor down Coloma 77-49. It was Lake Michigan Catholic over Dream Academy 55-52. Michigan Lutheran top Covert 63-25. South Haven down Buchanan 80-56. Cassopolis a winner over Eau Claire. Brandywine was a winner over Hartford. Scores on the quarters on WSJM Sports. Again, we're talking LSJ Warriors hockey. Assistant coach Doug Patrice is going to join us. He's along with Marcus Chartrand, Zane Damaski, Will McCoy, Nick Wilford, CJ Bryant, and Jake Schindeldecker. Patrick Sohn had to head out for the for a test. But coach, we appreciate you coming in. It's not, you know, these guys at least are pretty local. You, on the other hand, are coming in from where? Mattawan, you told me?
Mattawan, you got it.
Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, it was a long trip this morning.
And you had to explain to the wife, where are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to a hockey, or going to a radio interview at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Did she believe you?
I think so. I hope so.
What led you to help out with the other Warriors?
Man, it's a long story. My kid got cut from a team in Kalamazoo, and I won't get into that. And we had to find somewhere for him to go, and so someone said, call this organization over here. He came over here for about a month, went back to Mattawan High School, which opening came up for him in goal, and I kind of felt kind of bad because they kind of opened their arms for us to come here. So I said I'd stay the year. That was 5 years ago.
Wow.
So here I am.
Yeah, it's a great organization to be a part of.
It is awesome. Yeah. It is so nice over here. The parents are great. The coaching staffs are great, and most of all, these young men are super.
And we should mention, too, we haven't had a chance to, that Coach John Kaler not able to be with us because of work commitments this morning, but we appreciate him setting everything up for us.
Yes, he had to work. His manager, I think, is out of town, so he had to be at work all day, same as Coach Woody and Coach Brian.
So you drew the short straw.
I did.
You got to drive in from Mattawan.
I did.
So Coach Kaler is very, very low-key, at least whenever I get a chance to talk with him. Can he get animated sometimes? Have you ever seen Coach get animated, or is he just very even keel the whole time?
Yeah, it's like he never really yells like most coaches do. He just talks really loudly and sternly. But when he's mad or upset or wants you to do something better, you'll know it.
I was going to say, you'll know?
Yeah, you'll know. But he's definitely not a typical coach, like screaming all the time and stuff. So it's nice.
All right. Now, I haven't had a chance to ask you guys this, so we'll start with we've been starting with Jake all the time, so we'll start at the other end this time. Marcus, what position do you guys play, or if it's a couple different positions?
I'm a defenseman.
Okay, and now, as long as you've been playing hockey, has it been that position all along, or have you played a couple different positions?
Yeah, I've been a defenseman pretty much since the start.
Okay, all right. And Zane?
I switched between right wing and left wing, and then sometimes they would switch me back to defense, so that was at the very beginning of the year, so I mainly have been playing forward.
All right.
For 7 years in a row, I was playing defense, and this is the first year I got put back up, so it was a really hard change.
Pretty big adjustment?
Yeah, it was a really big adjustment, especially not only coming from JV where the speed isn't as high, but having to switch positions and having to deal with that, it was really difficult to like keep on having the perseverance to get through it.
All right. Will?
I've played left wing all year.
Okay. Now, as long as you've been playing, have you played a couple of different positions?
Yeah, I've alternated between left and right and a couple times center, but pretty much forward my whole
career. All right. Nick?
I've been goalie all this year.
Okay. Now, have you played at other positions since you've been playing hockey?
You know, when I was younger, till I was about 8 or 9, I was just, you know, just kind of a player, just played whatever. But then at some point you realize, you know, oh, I'm really not that good at this hockey thing. And then you start switching over into goaltending and get a little better at that. A little bit easier to manage.
So was that something that you decided? That you went to the coach, or the coach kind of said, yeah, we're going to maybe stick you in goal?
You know, you're in a house league when you're that young still. And so everybody has to take a chance at goalie. And they made me play goalie. I cried because I wouldn't want to go in there and scared of the puck or whatever. And I just had so much fun my first time, decided I'd give it a try next season as like a full-time thing, and just loved it from there.
CJ?
I've played center like basically all my life. Played wing here and there, but all forward.
All right. And Jake?
I've just played defense since I was 5, so.
Position that you can't see yourself playing. If Coach Kaler were to come to you and say, you know what, we're going to try something different. We're going to play you at a certain position. What position would you, if you had a chance to veto only once, what position would you say no to, Jake?
I'm a pretty good goaltender, but like right wing's kind of difficult, so I'd say no to right wing.
Right wing? All right. CJ?
I don't think I could be a goalie.
All right, Nick?
I'm pretty well prepared for every position. maybe lefty, though, because I'm a righty. Be easier to catch the puck on the right side of the defense, so that's probably the one I'd stay away from.
Will?
Probably goalie. You know, I couldn't handle those pucks flying at you 24/7.
I know.
I don't know how goalies do it. They got to be a different breed.
It's like a pole vaulter in track.
Yeah.
Kind of a different breed.
Yeah, you got to be something.
Zane?
It takes a special kind of crazy to be a goalie, and I don't think that I could do it. I've played everything else, but goalie, I never had the knack for.
All right. And Marcus?
Probably center, because I'd lose all the draws.
So, you know, Nick has been called a different breed and crazy for being a goalie here on the table. Do you know how many shots on goal that you faced this year? Because I have the number in front of me, but do you know?
I'd say maybe like 500 or so, something like
pretty
that.
Pretty close, 504. You had 504 pucks come your way. That takes a different kind of individual to be able to withstand that. That's pretty remarkable. Now obviously you've got all the padding and all that, but are you still at a point where you're nervous, or has that kind of gone away and, you know, you're just fine in goal?
You know, I'm fine for the most part, but, you know, in practices when we got, like, Marcus coming in there, he's got a little bit of a wild shot, so I duck my head a little bit when he's shooting them. Puts them a little high sometimes, you know. We got some wild shooters on the team, but in games, it's not really a nervous component anymore. It's just kind of get out there and stop the puck if you can.
Now, admittedly, in hockey, fights will break out. If you guys were to get again into a shoving match and you had one player on your team that you wanted to have your back, Who would you pick? CJ's going to lean in right away.
Probably Will or Nico.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say Nico.
CJ? Or, I mean, sorry, Nick?
I'd take CJ.
CJ?
Well, if I can't choose myself, I'd choose Nico.
Okay. All right.
I would for sure choose Will.
Will?
Mason.
Mason. Now, you guys laugh at that. Nobody else picked Mason. Is there a reason why maybe you didn't pick Mason, you guys?
Mason would be the last kid I'd ever see on the team fighting. I think if CJ challenged him to a fight right now, then I think CJ'd have a good chance of taking him down.
Oh, we got a bingo. You don't think so? Hell,
well. Yeah. Well, it's funny because me and Mason's last year at JV, we actually got into a fight in our last game, and we were both out there, and I was throwing punches, and Mason was trying to stop everybody, but at the same time, he was throwing some uppercuts and saying, stop, but he was punching kids too. So.
If you were to go to the opposing team and warn them, one guy on the team, you do not want to get on his bad side, would it be the same answer you guys just gave, or is it somebody different? If you were to just give advice, just to give you guys some friendly advice, even though we want to, you know, beat you, just some advice. You don't want to get on this guy's bad side. Jake, who would it be?
I'd probably say one of our top goal scorers, so they don't get injured and they can score more goals. So
okay.
Yeah, I'd stick with my same two, Will and Nico. I don't really want to make them too mad on the ice.
All right.
I'd actually maybe say Jake, just because he tends to use the stick a lot when he gets upset. So. Might end up with, like, slash the back of the leg or something.
All right. Will?
I'd say Nico. He's a pretty big bruiser, and if he wants to hit you, you'll get hit.
Zane?
I would say Jake, because he gets really chippy down in front of the net.
and he smiles a lot, too, right?
He does.
Marcus?
I would say Will, because in games, when he gets upset, he'll hit, and you can feel it. You can feel it from the bench. It's just like a shockwave sent out when he hit.
Doug, what's made this team so special, you think, to the coaching staff?
They're just a great group of young men. Their attitudes are unbelievably great. They never say never. They've been a pleasure to coach for, I've had some of them for 5 years. Hmm. They're just incredible group. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I tell them this probably every game, and I'll continue to do that. So.
Now, on the roster, how many seniors are there? Are a lot of seniors graduating, or do you still have a nice number of underclassmen?
I think we have seven graduating this year.
Yeah, sounds right.
We have seven graduating. We have some kids coming up from JV that'll plug in the spots, just kind of like last year. I think we'll be right back there again next year.
You guys have played here at Howard. You've played in Kalamazoo. You've played down in South Bend, down in downstate Indiana. You've played in Ohio. Coolest arena that you've played in? Does one, and you could name your home arena if you want. Is there one that kind of stands out for you guys? Marcus, we'll start with you. Is there one arena that's, I love going to this place?
Probably the Howard, because the outside effect is pretty crazy with all the lights and the sirens, with the hospital being so close. You have ambulances coming by in the middle of the game, and you just see the other team look at it, and we're just keep skating because they're so used to it with practices and everything. So probably the Howard.
Okay. Sometimes you probably have a helicopter flying over. They're airing somebody into the other hospital. So you get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything, yeah.
All right. Zane?
I would have to say any of the arenas in Canada, because that was my first out-of-country trip to actually play hockey. And the buildings for the hockey arenas there are so much bigger than anything here. It's nothing you've ever seen before.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys have played up in Canada? Wow.
We did in October.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool experience.
It was really cool.
Will?
I'd have to agree with Marcus. You know, we've played at tons of different colleges, Notre Dame, Ferris, Western, but nothing really beats a Friday night at Howard.
All right, Nick?
My favorite rink actually would have to be the Icebox. You know, all the good times winning the tournament there, league tournament, and then normally whenever we play Penn for the first time, we get a really big showing up there from both the Penn and our fans, and it's really intense how much yelling and chirping goes back and forth between the fans, and it's really interesting. It's a good time.
That's cool. CJ?
I like the Howard because there's nothing like this. Everywhere else is indoors. It's the only outdoor place we have. So.
And Jake?
I like to play at the Notre Dame Ice Arena just because it's like really bright on the ice and you can see more. It's just a surreal feeling playing there at Notre Dame.
One place that you don't like going to play? And you dread, like, oh, geez, we have to go back there again?
We used to play up in Grand Rapids called the Sports Complex. They had, like, an indoor soccer arena there, and it was just freezing, even in the locker room. But then when we got on the ice, it would be, like, so hot. So
really?
I don't like that place at all.
CJ, is there one place you don't like going to play?
I can't really think of one place I hate going to play. But
all right. Nick?
I'd agree with Jake about the Sportsplex. That place was really horrible. And then anywhere in Ohio, I'm not a big fan of. I tend to have a bad track record against Ohio teams. And don't really enjoy going and playing over there.
Okay, do you have a favorite college you like to follow? Hockey or anything else?
I don't really follow college hockey too much, but, you know, I like to go watch Notre Dame hockey as much as I can just because they're close, and
okay.
I really like the college and the team up there.
All right. I thought you were going to say you were a Michigan fan. That's why you don't like going down to Ohio, because most Michigan fans don't like going down to Ohio. Will?
Well, there's two rinks within the icebox in South Bend, and there's one that we never really tend to do good on, so it's that rink in the icebox.
All right. Zane?
I would have to say the Rockford Ice Arena, because last year on JV, we spent so much time there that we got sick of the arena really, really quick.
Got old really fast.
Yeah, it's really cold, and it's really, really small, so you don't even feel like you're really in a hockey arena. Everything is so close together that it's really congesting.
Okay. Marcus?
I have to agree with Will about the new side of the icebox, because we just have a losing record over there. We just don't play the best over there. So,
Coach Patrick, does it amaze you when these guys, again, representing a handful of different schools in Southwest Michigan, come together and they get together real well as a team, even though they go to school at different places?
No.
It doesn't amaze you?
No, because just the reason that they have played together, most of them, probably 90% of them since they've been, you know, eight. And, yeah, that's – they're just so good with each other. They never lay blame on each other. It's an amazing group of kids, or young men.
Mm-hmm. As a coaching staff, do you guys have a arena you like having the team play at and one you don't like bringing the team to?
I don't like going to Ohio. Same reason, Nick, we kind of have a bad track record over there. The one I probably like the most is my own selfish pride is I like going to Wings West in Kalamazoo because I like going up there and beating them teams.
It's a pretty nice feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
Outside of hockey, you guys, any other sports that you've played growing up or continue to play in high school? Marcus, for you, is there any are there any other sports?
I used to play football and soccer along with hockey, but then hockey took up too much time as I got into the high school years, so I had to stop playing football and soccer.
Okay, if there's a sport that what's a sport that you would not play? If that either the talent's not there or you just don't like playing the sport?
Probably swimming.
Okay.
Because I mean I haven't been the fastest swimmer ever, so.
All right.
Same.
Other sports?
I grew up playing basketball, football, baseball, and hockey, but through middle school I decided that I wanted to kind of specialize just in hockey, and I kind of quit all the other sports. So hockey is the only sport I play right now, and I plan on that continuing.
All right. Sport you wouldn't play?
I would have to say swimming, because I don't have the cardio skill for that.
You know, it does take a certain amount of cardio. Yeah, it's right. Will?
I've played football, you know, growing up, and hockey. It's pretty much the main two right there. There's one sport I wouldn't play. It'd probably be track, because I actually tried it in like sixth grade or something, and it was just a lot of exercising. It's like, who can exercise the best? So I'm not really into that.
All right. Nick?
I play hockey, tennis, and golf. And if I was going to pick a sport not to play, it'd definitely be cross country. I did that in eighth grade. And, you know, I was an eighth grader, and they release you first. And they release the, like, sixth and seventh graders, like, 3 minutes after. It's really rough being lapped by those kids, and I couldn't be in that experience again. I'd never want to do it again.
Hey, he's honest. I don't blame you. I would. Once is enough there. CJ, other sports?
I grew up playing baseball and hockey, and I've kind of gone away from baseball. Sometimes play like summer ball here and there, but not that committed to it now.
All right. If you were to admit one sport you're just not good at or one sport you're not going to play, what would it be?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't tried every sport, but I'm sure I would be pretty bad at swimming and cross country and those things.
All right. Jake?
I play tennis. I picked it up this year, actually, and I really enjoy it. One sport I wouldn't play would probably be golf. Not the best golfer.
It takes patience, too. That's one reason why I can't golf. Now, all of you guys, are you seniors? No, I know CJ's not a senior. The rest?
I'm a junior.
Okay.
I'm also a junior.
Junior? Will's a senior.
Yeah, I'm a senior.
Plans after graduation?
I haven't decided on a specific university yet, but I plan to go and study business at Indiana University or hopefully Michigan.
Okay. All right. Marcus, you're a
senior.
Okay. Well, any plans that you might be looking at yet for after graduation?
I plan to attend Davenport University
All right.
Grand Rapids.
Great.
And major in sports management. And then I plan to play for their D3 hockey team.
Oh, very cool. All right. I was going to ask you, if you had the opportunity, if the opportunity presented itself to you guys, would you want to play hockey in college? So
yeah,
you're going to do it.
Yep.
Well, if the opportunity presented itself?
Yeah, without a doubt, I'd play hockey in college.
Okay. And Nick?
Yeah. Club team opened up or anything like that, I'd love to play there. It'd be really cool.
CJ?
Yeah, most definitely. I would love to do that.
Yeah, same here. I'd love to play.
All right. Now, as far as the guys who are underclassmen coming back for next year, when do you start gearing up for next year? I mean, the season just ended. Do you give yourself much time to just kind of put hockey aside before you pick it back up again and start focusing? Or are there still things you do during the off season getting ready?
Well, we have about, like, I think a month or two, and then we have tryouts again in end of April, so there's really not much break, and then in the summer we'll be doing workouts at St. Joe High School, so we always get prepared early in the season.
Okay. CJ?
Yeah, there's maybe a month off, like a year for hockey with, like, Spring League and other teams you can play for and stuff like that.
And Nick?
I'll be getting prepped for golf here. JV okay. Golf again this year. Should be a good time.
So you won't focus on hockey until golf season's over?
Yeah, or until tryouts. Okay. Come to tryouts ready to play, but after that, get back to golf until hockey starts up again.
You guys come across any crazy fans, whether they be here at home or on the road? People that are just, you know, crazy in the stands or standing up against the glass?
Yeah, I don't want to, like, start any fights, but St. Joe, their parents section this year, they're pretty crazy. Like, if somebody got hit, they would be leaning over the glass trying to yell at the refs and stuff. And I don't think it was St. Joe. It was one team that we played this year, and somebody called a timeout, and so there's a minute timeout clock, and the parents started yelling at the refs, the clock is running, but it was just a timeout clock, and everyone was just, like, looking at them. And, you'll see everything in hockey.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Man, any other guys, any crazy fans you run across?
St. Joe's student section, for sure. They're full of profanities behind the net there during the games.
Really?
Yeah, they keep it interesting, though.
That's one thing you don't have to deal with here. Well, I guess in this end of the ice, you have people standing behind you.
Oh, yeah. Once you get down there on the far end of the ice, there's actually, like, a little crack there. People go and start, you know, chirping you through the little crack down there.
Do they really?
Yeah, you know, varsity and we come watch JV. Sometimes we do it to the other goalies down there too that they're playing. Just little things here and there to get them a little off topic.
In all honesty, have you ever tripped back at fans that are heckling you behind the net?
I haven't. Sometimes I wave to them and stuff like that, you know. If they're yelling stuff at you, it's kind of fun. Show them that you just think it's funny if you got a big smile on your face and they're, you know, yelling all sorts of stuff at you. If you smile and wave to them, it kind of makes them upset. And
that's great. And CJ and Jake, any crazy fans you guys have come across?
Sometimes our student section can be pretty crazy if we get enough people there. They kind of all feed off each other, but it's always interesting to see.
We have a kid on our hockey team, Stevie Carson. His uncle always comes to the games, shouts some pretty funny things during the game, so I always enjoy that.
Kind of keep it loose, right?
Right.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk with folks from the Howard Ice Arena to wrap things up. But I just wanted to thank you guys for coming in. This was fun, and I wanted a chance to get you guys. If, you know, we have Coach and some of you guys, and the Coach Your Show may be limited to about, you know, 15, 20, 25 minutes, but you know, give you guys an hour just to talk a little hockey. And this was fun. So, but congratulations on the season. You guys are a lot of fun to watch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
good
you.
To see you guys.
See
thanks.
You.
All right. Thanks for making the drive.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Howard Ice Arena, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
So, hey, you didn't get a deer there, eh?
Nope, sure didn't.
Oh, not even a small one?
Nope.
You saw my new mount arrived, right?
Sure did.
So when are you going to Zick's?
So you didn't get a deer this year. That's okay. Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs has all of the venison products you can dream of, in stock and ready to take home. Venison sausages, jerkies, sticks, and more. Plus hundreds of other wild game products. Visit zicksmeats.com or visit the showroom.
It's a great day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Deals on Wheels in Benton Harbor and Deals on Wheels in Dowagiac, where we always have over 100 pre-owned vehicles in stock ready to go. And, you know, your car, your trade-in, you're looking at it, what are you saying? I owe too much out of it. You know, it's not in that great of shape. We're going to put you in something nicer, faster, better. My credit's hurt. I got a check engine light on. Well, you know, that's telling you to trade it in. I got this noise. That's telling you to trade it in. So instead of you putting a whole bunch of money into repairing your vehicle, why don't you trade it in on one that is fully certified, fully Carfaxed, and all that stuff? Doesn't matter how your credit is. Doesn't matter how much you owe. Come on down to Deals on Wheels, and we're going to hook you up in a like-new vehicle for about half the cost. That's what we specialize in. Deals on Wheels in Benton Harbor, 925-3325. Deals on Wheels in Dowagiac, 783-3325.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Grace Christian's annual fundraising auction is coming up Saturday, March 17th. Doors open at 3:30 p.m. with the silent auction beginning at 4 and the live auction at 4:30. There will be hundreds of items to bid on, including gift certificates to your favorite places. There will also be food available for purchase, and games will be available for young children. The event takes place at Grace Christian School on North M140 in Waterville Eat. If you'd like more info about the auction, call the school at 463-5545. Keeping you connected to Michigan's Great Southwest, this message is courtesy of Midwest Family Broadcasting.
Just about 5 in front of 8 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports from Howard Ice Arena. As we've been saluting the LSJ Warriors this morning, we wanted to close things out just to thank the city of St. Joe and Howard Ice Arena and tell you about some of the other things that are going on here. And Andrew was good enough to let us in. Number one, we appreciate you opening Howard up for us to do the show this morning.
Yeah, certainly. No problem. You know, always glad to help.
And you guys have been amazing with the team and the hockey leagues here as well. I know the folks with LSJ, whether it be the coaches, the parents, or the players, they can't say enough about this place. This really is, when you talk about ice arenas, not just in the area, anywhere, this is a pretty cool spot.
That's for sure. And a lot of out of town teams, you know, enjoy playing here. You know, especially lately, the Winter Classics, NHL Winter Classics, have become real popular. And we like to have a saying here that every game here is a Winter Classic, whether it's snowing or raining or sunny. We're here.
It is. You know, people may not realize that, you know, we had a little bit of a warm stretch here a couple of weeks ago, but Howard Ice, you know, once you guys open, because usually you open as far as the ice service goes in November?
Yeah, we usually try and open on Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
Or I guess not weekend, however it falls. But yeah, sometimes it works out that we're able to open a couple days early to, you know, like this year we had the hockey teams needing to get in for some practice, and, you know, it worked out quite well.
And you guys are still open, what, for another week maybe?
Yes, till March 18th is our closing day. We have a few over the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're having some special open skate hours Friday, noon to 8. Saturday noon to 8 and Sunday noon to 6. We're doing half price admissions and free skate rentals.
Nice. Now, when the ice surface is gone, where the weather starts warming up, people think there's nothing going on at Howard Ice Arena, but that's not the case.
That's correct. Yeah, we do shut down for a little while, but we do have a summer rec program in the summer. It starts about mid-June or so once kids get out of school.
All right. And open skate, for the most part, is it a pretty regular schedule for Howard?
Yeah. During the season, yeah, we have a pretty regular open skate schedule. Usually Saturday nights are a little busier, but we, you know, encourage families to come out more on Sunday. It's a little more low-key.
Yeah.
And, you know, plenty of ice for everybody.
What amazes me is, you know, if I'm coming back from a ball game or just, you know, driving by in the evening, how late there's still hockey being played, late in the evening.
Yeah. On Friday nights, yeah, sometimes we have games that go till 9:30, almost 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
You know, it's kind of like the, you know, the football on Friday nights. You know, it's much of the same feel, kind of that camaraderie, you know, playing under the lights.
Exactly, yeah. So if anybody wants to get in contact with you about, you know, maybe possibly doing anything at Howard Ice Arena, they're free to give you a call or check out the website?
That's correct, yep. Or even email. My email is apeters@sjcity.com. You know, we can reach out to us, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Outstanding. We appreciate you opening things up again here for us this morning. Appreciate you getting up early and had the fire going for us this morning, so that was really cool. And I know LSJ really appreciates everything you do, and everybody, as far as the hockey leagues and the open skates and all that. This is a really cool spot, and I think Southwest Michigan is lucky to have Howard Ice Arena here.
Yeah, certainly. Well, we appreciate you guys coming out.
All right. Our pleasure, and good to see you, and thanks for everything.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll wrap things up from Howard Ice Arena on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Water Relief Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers!
Gillespie's Pharmacy has been caring for you and your neighbors for over 100 years. Yes, over 100 years. Gillespie's makes your pharmacy visit quick and easy. Park right in front, and with a short walk to the door, you'll find a smiling pharmacist that is accessible to answer your questions. When you're not feeling well, it's important to go where you know you'll be taken care of quickly without the long lines. Even consider buying your over-the-counter products with the same ease. Gillespie's Pharmacy, where you'll have the shortest distance from car to counter.
Gillespie's is your good neighbor pharmacy on Washington Avenue across from Burger King at the Split.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Michigan so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every community needs.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We wrap things up from Howard Ice Arena. I want to thank LSJ Warriors head coach John Kaler for setting things up here for us this morning. Unfortunately, not able to join us, but Doug Patrick, the assistant coach, for driving in from Mattawan for joining us. Also, some of the LSJ Warriors, Marcus Chartrand, Zane Demoski, Patrick Sohn, Nick Wilford, C.J. Bryant, Will McCoy, and Jake Schindeldecker. Thanks to them for getting up early and joining us. Thanks to Lewis here on site and Scott back in our studios. That'll do it for another road trip. We'll talk to you again next Thursday morning on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.